Well, to go back no further than one of the last encyclicals that the late Pope John Paul II wrote, and it was the most personal of his encyclicals, and it was about the Blessed Sacrament, and about his own devotion to it as a boy, as growing up, and as a priest, as a bishop, and as Pope. And it was a very, very touching personal thing, which you don't usually see in papal encyclicals, and it was a wonderful reminder to priests and to all of us the significance, as he would put it, and as the Vatican Council put it, the very centre and heart of our Christian belief and practice, the Eucharist. And the Eucharist is called under various names. You speak of the Mass, you speak of the Eucharist, you speak of the Blessed Sacrament, and then there's the Last Supper. And I would like to think that the Last Supper is a pivotal thing, that you look at the Last Supper, an historical happening, Jesus sitting the night before his death with his disciples. He wanted to give them something that would last forever, a gift of himself, and he said, "This is my body, this is my blood." That was looking forward to his death, because he did give his body and blood the next day. The Last Supper was looking forward to his death on the cross the next day, whereas our Mass looks back to that same death on the cross. It's one and the same Jesus at the Last Supper, on the cross, and in our Mass. That's an extraordinary thing to say. No wonder they call it the mystery of faith. Jesus said to the doubting Thomas, remember, "Yeah, you have seen me, Thomas, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." And that's the core kind of our attitude towards it, the Blessed Sacrament. We have not seen, as the great hymn of St. Thomas Aquinas says. At least on the cross you could see the person, the body, blood-spattered body of Christ. Here we see nothing. As a mystery of faith, and it is a gift of faith. It's not anything that we earned. I said, Tom.
So what is the feast day saying to us, or telling us, Frank? Is it that the Eucharist is the central act and mystery, if you like, of our daily faith?
Yeah, it points to the absolute centrality of the Eucharist, and it's. I've seen it said in some quarters, you know, that. Would it not rather be Holy Thursday night that would be the great feast of the Blessed Eucharist, and say, well, because of the other, it was overladen with the whole suffering and death and the Good Friday thing, that as Blessed Eucharist, it tended to be kind of swallowed up, as it were, and that was the idea of the Church instituting a new feast where it could focus absolutely on this remarkable gift of God to us, himself in the Eucharist.
Now, there is, of course, language that we're all familiar with, which is used around the feast day. You know, Jesus said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you shall not have eternal life," and so on. Do you find that that type of language maybe causes a difficulty now for people in modern times in terms of trying to relate to the feast day? And if so, maybe how do we overcome that?
Yeah, I certainly do, because I remember even 50 years ago when I was teaching in a secondary school, and my young priestly mind was horrified. Well, some of the boys, perfectly good lads, but they had no idea at all, and it was kind of foreign to them to be talking to them about eating my flesh and drinking my blood, and it became not abhorrent to me, but I didn't like ever to do it afterwards, because I could see that it's not the kind of language that kind of gets across to people, and that you have to approach it from the kind of thing I was saying there. Focus on the Last Supper. We're not talking about eating somebody's flesh and drinking somebody's blood. We're looking at a man giving his life for us in the Eucharist. And do this in memory of me. And memory is a very, very highly charged word in all Jewish writing and in the scriptures. They say that when you remember a thing, you're not idly kind of recalling something that happened away in the past. You're making it present today. And that's our attitude, that's our belief, that's our faith, that in the Mass we're making present what Jesus did at the Last Supper. And what he did was to offer his life the next day for us. Same priest, same victim in the Mass, Last Supper, Calvary. And I think that's the essence of the thing.
I've seen some, from at least one writer, a way which I thought maybe was helpful about getting over the references to, you know, eating flesh and drinking blood, which was to say that what the Eucharist, or the feast of the body and blood of Christ, really celebrates is that we enter into, we're assimilated to Christ's values, that we become as a community part of the body of Christ, and that body includes all his followers. And we share in the body of Christ through the Eucharist. Would you think that's a good way of looking at it?
Yeah, because a little hymn of St. Thomas Aquinas expresses the essence of the Eucharist in about three lines. And the first one is the memory thing that we've just been talking about. We recall the Last Supper and Calvary. The second thing he says was that our mind is filled with grace, that God comes to us, and as the Eucharist is variously called, the bread from heaven, and bread, food, is something that is absolutely necessary for life and living. And what St. Thomas is saying in that, yes, it has significance for us here and now in our life, the reception of our Lord in Holy Communion. It will be the bread that sustains us, like the old manna in the desert, which we remember.
And you were saying, I think, that the word remember in the Jewish tradition has a very different connotation to what we have. It's not a passive remembrance.
Not at all. It's not just kind of vaguely recalling thing. If somebody asks you, was it Thursday that we went to the cinema? It doesn't matter whether it was just Thursday, and whether you remember it or not, it isn't of any great value one way or another. But the remember thing in the Jewish tradition was to be filled with it and to make it present, to be actual.